Welcome to this odd demonstration of looking at the click wheel access for VoiceOver that was in the iPod Nano 4th and 5th generations, and then also looking at the touchscreen access that was in the iPod Nano 6th and 7th generations. So for this demo, I'll actually be using my iPod Nano 4th generation with the click wheel, and for the VoiceOver touchscreen access, I'll be using my iPod Nano 7th generation, which of course has the home button on it and looks very familiar for people that are actually used to the layout of the iPhone 5, for example. And the reason why I'm doing this demonstration is because in a few weeks there's going to be the Apple Watch, which will of course be using the digital crown. And that to me is going to be very similar to the click wheel access that was in the iPod Nano 4th and 5th generation with VoiceOver. And then of course the touchscreen access for VoiceOver on the screen of the Apple Watch itself, using a modified version of VoiceOver that we found on the iPod Nano 6th and 7th generation, not the full VoiceOver gesture set that's in the iOS, iPhone, iPad and iPod Touch. So first of all, let me just go through the click wheel access that we used to find on the iPod Nano 4th and 5th generations of VoiceOver. I've got my iPod Nano 4th generation turned on here. And for those who are not familiar with the old iPod Nanos, you had the screen at the top and then you had down the bottom the round click wheel with a button in the middle. And you basically took your finger around this circle to move the digital clicker. The actual round button itself, the circle, didn't move. Electronically it moves. So first of all, let me make sure I'm on the main menu.
Music.
Okay, music, and you heard the click. So if I, in a clockwise fashion, go around the round circle.
Videos, photos, podcasts, extras, settings. Shuffle songs, now playing, Alfie, as made famous by Cilla Black, hilarious hitmakers, classic comedy songs.
Okay, and that's the end of the menu. So if I go backwards, so now playing. Clockwise around the clicker.
Shuffle songs, settings, extras, podcasts, photos, videos, music.
Okay, and I'm about to begin. Music. If I try and go any further,
music.
I can't, just keep saying music. So of course, to get into a subsection, I press the middle part of the circle.
Music, songs.
And again, drag my finger around the clicker wheel.
Genres. Composers. Audiobooks. Search.
Okay. And if I want to go backwards, round to the left, anticlockwise.
Composers. Genres.
And if I want to go back a menu, I just press the top part of the clicker wheel. Press it in.
iPod. Music.
And I'm back to the main menu. And of course, to play a song, if I just drag my finger around quickly to get to the end of the menu.
Now playing, Alfie.
Press select.
Now playing, hilarious hitmakers.
Press play pause at the bottom of the clicker. Press it in. And it starts playing it. Press pause. And then if I press it again and start playing, the clicker will now turn the volume down. Okay, I've turned it down. And if I take my finger around clockwise, I've turned it up again. And press play pause to stop the music. And of course, if I start it playing, press the right edge of the click wheel. Move on to the next track.
Cheer up, Brian.
Next track. Press play pause again to start playing down the bottom part of the clicker. And of course, if I pressed in the left part of the clicker, it would go back to the previous track. And of course, if I now press on the upper part of the clicker wheel, press it in.
iPod, now playing, always look on the bright side of life, okay, as I've made famous by Monty Python,
menu, course,
hilarious hitmakers, classic comedy songs.
Counterclockwise to the left.
Video, music.
At the beginning of the main menu. So that's just a quick demo of how the clicker wheel worked on the iPod Nano 4th and 5th generations with VoiceOver. Okay, and let me grab my iPod Nano 7th generation. So I've got VoiceOver running if I touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Music. Double tap to open.
Okay, we've got music. So unlike the click wheel on the iPod Nano 4th and 5th generation, I've now got touchscreen access with VoiceOver. So I flick to the right.
Videos. Fitness.
One finger, of course.
Podcasts. Photos. Radio. Page 1 of 2.
Okay, and flick back to the left.
Radio. photos, podcasts, fitness, videos, music, double tap to open.
And of course I can do one finger flick up.
Page 2 of 2. Clock. Double tap to open.
Go to the next screen and that's clock. Flick to the right.
Settings. Audiobooks. Page 2 of 2.
And flick back to the left.
Audiobooks. Settings. Clock. Double tap to open.
And if I flick down.
Page 1 of 2.
I go
music.
Back to the first
double
screen.
Double tap to open.
Okay, so I want to access an item. One finger flick up to go to the second screen.
Page 2 of 2. Clock.
And
double tap to open.
Settings. One finger flick to the right.
Settings. Double tap to open. Settings. Bluetooth. Off.
Okay, flick to the right.
General.
One finger double tap on general.
General. About.
So if you're in a sub-screen like this, the way to get back to the previous screen is to do a two-finger swipe to the right.
Settings. General.
That takes you back to the previous one. If I do it again, two-finger swipe to the right.
Home. Settings. Double tap to open.
Okay, I've actually come back to the home screen. If I do it again to the right, two-finger flick to the right.
Page 1 of 2. Music. Double
I've
tap to open.
All the way back to the home screen as well. And of course, if I wanted to start music playing, let me double tap on music. One finger double tap.
Music. Now playing. When I Fall in Love, Alana Conway.
Okay, so we've got When I Fall in Love, Alana Conway. For one finger double tap on that.
Play. Button.
Play button. One finger double tap.
Pause.
And one finger double tap to stop. And if I do a two finger swipe to the right.
Music. Now playing. When I Fall in Love, Alana Conway.
Two finger swipe to the right again.
Home. Music. Double tap to open.
And again, we're back to the main screen of the iPod Nano 7th generation. And one or two of the other gestures you've got with voiceover on the iPod Nano 7th generation is the two finger swipe up from the top of the screen, reach down, and two finger swipe down to read from where you are on the touch screen. That's handy for reading text. And of course, because I've got a home button, if I go into a submenu,
music.
Touch on music.
Double tap to open.
Finger double tap.
Music. Now playing. When I Fall in Love, Alana Conway.
Now I press the home button.
Home. Music. Double tap to open.
Home screen. If I press the home button 3 times, 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover off.
I've got voiceover off. So it's just a normal iPod Nano 7th gen without any speech running. 3 finger press on the home button again. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on. 4:38.
Voiceover
music.
Back.
Double tap to open.
The home button is going to be very similar to what the digital crown will do on the Apple Watch to toggle voiceover on and off via pressing it 3 times. Pressing the digital crown on the Apple Watch once, of course, is like pressing the home button. And of course, twice with the home button. If I do it on my iPod Nano.
Settings. Play. Button.
It goes back to the play music screen. On the Apple Watch, I believe, you toggle between the home screen and your last currently accessed app. So that completes this quick demo of the iPod Nano 7th Gen to do with the basic subset of voiceover gestures on the device. So again, as I said at the beginning, I was just doing this demo. I've never done an actual demo of the iPod Nano 4th and 5th generations with the click wheel, except for the click wheel on the iPod Classic. And in respect to doing both, the iPod Nano with the click wheel and the iPod Nano with the touch screen, both with voiceover, I was looking at the combination of the click wheel access, i.e. digital crown scrolling, and then, of course, the touch screen access with voiceover on the touch screen of the iPod Nano 7th Gen Apple Watch. And then, of course, looking at the combinations of clicking on the digital crown to emulate the home button functionality. So that completes this odd little demonstration of looking at the click wheel access, touchscreen access, and home button access on the iPod Nanos previous to the Apple Watch. Hopefully next time I'll join you, I'll be able to start giving you some demos of the Apple Watch, and we'll see how the click wheel home screen touchscreen fits in with the digital crown on the Apple Watch. So as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.